USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Labor Secretary is cheering the latest jobs report.
We have a strong job market. 95% of the jobs that were lost pre-pandemic are back. We still have some work to do. We saw great gains in manufacturing.
The economy added 428,000 jobs in April, and the unemployment remained steady at 3.6%. Labor Secretary Marty Walsh saying most of the jobs lost during the height of the pandemic have returned. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby is blasting leaks about U.S. intelligence sharing with Ukraine. Kirby calling it unconscionable, adding it's hard to see how it's helpful for sources to be talking to reporters about intelligence that's being provided to help defend Ukraine. Today is National Nurses Day, which first started being recognized back in 1974. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes or overweight or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
The FDA is issuing a warning regarding a COVID-19 vaccine.
U.S. regulators on Thursday strictly limited who can receive Johnson & Johnson's single-shot COVID-19 vaccine due to the ongoing risk of rare but serious blood clots. FDA officials said in a statement that they decided to restrict J&J's vaccine after taking another look at the data on the risk of life-threatening blood clots within 2 weeks of vaccination. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Police are increasing the reward for the capture of an Alabama corrections officer and the jailed killer she's accused of helping escape. Lauderdale County Sheriff Rick Singleton saying the reward is now over $20,000 and he feels like their capture won't be easy.
I think this was a very well thought out plan and, we're sort of at a loss.
Singleton speculated the two whites, no relation, may have had a jailhouse romance. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen.
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
First Lady Jill Biden is in Romania Friday on the first stop of her four-day trip to Eastern Europe. The White House saying she will meet with U.S. troops and embassy staff and later visit a refugee center for displaced Ukrainian children. Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis is signing what he calls the largest tax relief package in state history as inflation continues to hit Americans' wallets. He explains what goods will see temporary tax holidays.
The tax relief you're going to see are going to see breaks for really critical needs like gas, diapers, disaster supplies, tools for skilled trades, recreational activities, you name it. And so families are going to be able to save for things that really matter for them.
There will also be no taxes on children's books leading up to the school year as that tax holiday starts next week and will go until August 14th. Travis Stone knows horses and the silks. He's a race caller at Churchill Downs, and he's been studying the Kentucky Derby horses for 6 weeks.
I'll memorize the horses 10 minutes to post, but I've had these in my mind for weeks now.
He's made flashcards to memorize the jockey's silks and has several pages of notes on each horse. In the moments before the Derby, Stone doesn't listen to the playing of My Old Kentucky Home because he doesn't want to get emotional before calling the race. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.